Around the World. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. State Department is ordering the families of all American personnel at the U.S. Embassy in Kiev to leave the country and allow non-essential staff to leave Ukraine. This move comes amid heightened fears of a Russian invasion of Ukraine. This is despite talks between U.S. and Russian officials. The U.S. State Department stresses that the Kiev embassy will remain open and that the departure of the families and some non-essential personnel is not an evacuation. At the same time, officials are warning all Americans against travel to Ukraine as well as to Russia. This is pointing in part to tensions between those two countries and in Russia because of potential harassment of U.S. citizens. Gunfire rang out late Sunday near the home of Burkina Faso's embattled president, Roch-Marc Christian Kabore, raising the specter that a military coup might still be underway after mutinous soldiers seized a military base earlier in the day. Government officials had sought to reassure people that the situation was under control, even as shots rang out for hours at the army base. But by day's end, anti-government protesters supporting the mutineers also set fire to a building belonging to his party. It was not immediately known whether Kabore was at home, but several people in the area told the Associated Press that in addition to gunfire, they could hear helicopters hovering overhead. Again, gunfire ringing out Sunday near the home of Burkina Faso's embattled president, raising the speculation that a military coup is still